Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
The news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, guys. It's Chris Pavone here in the Fantasy Pit of Misery with the Fantasy Sports News Update. The question since he entered the NBA in 2003 will be, will he be better than Jordan? Well, last night, LeBron James can say he's at least better in one spot from Michael Jordan. LeBron James moved into fourth place on the all-time scoring list, passing Jordan in the process. The top five all-time scorers now go as follows from 5-1. Jordan, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Karl Malone, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. The only problem with him setting this record is that the Lakers lost to the Denver Nuggets last night, 115-99, putting the Lakers further back in the playoff hunt. So, guys, I pose two questions for you here. Given everything we have seen with LeBron James, we know his talent. We also know his personality, especially since coming to the Lakers. One, is he going to end his career as the all-time scoring leader? And two, do you really want him to do so?
Wow.
He'll be one or two. He'll be one or two. We talked about like kind of how he's going to hop up in the years that he does have left. I think he'll figure this one or two. But it's interesting. It's similar to kind of like Barry Bonds with the all-time home run record, right? But yes, I do think it's fitting, and I do think he'll get it.
Yeah, listen, anybody, the fact we're even having this conversation tells you everything you need to know about the career of LeBron James. And by the way, I don't think anybody's saying he's going to stop playing anytime soon. So, yes, right. He could pass Kareem with 4 years. I don't think he will because I don't think his focus is on basketball anymore. But it doesn't have to be. He's in the top five. He is Mount Rushmore. So, I we'll all look back in 10, 15 years at him and hopefully go probably the greatest player of any of the generation that we've ever seen.
Well, here's one guy that's not really going to be a quote-unquote generational type of player. In the NFL, according to multiple league sources who spoke with ESPN's Adam Schefter, multiple teams inquired about Arizona Cardinals quarterback Josh Rosen's trade availability at the NFL scouting combine last week. The Cardinals, however, did not give those teams any indication that they are willing to move on from Rosen at this time. The Cardinals organization has stirred a lot of rumors surrounding their starting quarterback and their top draft pick, which many believe will be Oklahoma Heisman winner Kyler Murray. Guys, the NFL draft is only a few weeks away.
Oh, God. Can we stop with this? No, honestly, can we just stop with this? The misdirection every other day is driving me nuts, Dane. Honestly, it is. He's going number one. He's not going number one. He nailed his interview. Didn't nail his interview.
Right.
They're going to trade Josh Rosen. They're not going to trade. Do you guys understand what's going on? Like, we're 7 weeks away here, and already we've heard 4,000 different narratives to what's going on. I'm telling you, we talked to a guy, Gabe and I talked to a guy in the morning after who covers the Cardinals, and he said, the only thing I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt is the Cardinals have absolutely no idea what they're going to do on draft day, and they probably won't until about 15 minutes before it's their time on the clock.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on what kind of offer they can get. No one is untradeable. It all depends on what kind of offer you get back. But the biggest part of Bavona's update right there, honestly, was, and the draft is only X amount of weeks away. As soon as you hear that, you need to know that you can't trust the damn word you hear because everyone is trying to manipulate the narrative for their benefit, whether
of
that's
course.
Been trading, whether that's what they want to do. The smoke signals out there are crazy right now.
But the funny idea is the idea that the Cardinals, the Arizona Cardinals, somehow have it written in stone what they're going. They have no idea what they're doing yet. All of this is all just smoke. It's great for us, but the reality is if you're Arizona Cardinals football fan, all three of you, this is not – they don't have a clue as to what they're doing yet. So don't read into any of this.
Because also, Joe, the idea of the package for someone like Rosen could be something that the Cardinals like or something that they don't. We said the same thing as it related to Anthony Davis and Antonio Brown. The team will pounce if the team likes an offer. You know, like, we'll see. Maybe it'll happen.
No team.
Maybe it won't.
Right. But it ain't going to happen 7 weeks out. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen the night of, because somebody's going to crap their pants and really they're either going to sell that they're taking him and really don't want him, or another team is going to panic and go, all right, give them whatever the hell they want. Let's get up there. But it ain't happening now.
Let's first see what happens in free agency, right?
Let's get through the pro day. Let's get through the freaking pro day.
It's also what teams are the options, right? But let's say Washington go ahead and trades for a Ryan Tannehill or a Case Keenum. Then they don't need the quarterback anymore. Let's see what happens in free agency in the trade market to see when the game of musical chairs happens. Like, let's see who still needs a quarterback when the music stops. The market will be changing a bunch over the next 6 weeks.
Nobody has made any decision on any team regarding the draft 7 weeks away. I can assure you of that.
All right, guys. Well, coming up in the next hour, I got some stories about Antonio Brown. I got a story about the AAF working with loaning players to the NFL, and something happened to a Boston Red Sox pitcher. But I'll come up with that. I'll talk to you guys about that in the next hour. For now, that is your Fantasy Sports News Update. I am Chris Pavona. It's cold again, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Some sweaters.
Get it going.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Man, if you faded the Lakers last night like everyone else and took a couple of home favorites, you got yourself a pretty nice score last night. It certainly did rain. 6-3 and 1 against the number. That's what the favorites were in the NBA last night. Celtics ended up pushing, though, with the Kings, 111-109.
Yep. Did we say that was going to be a game we stay away from? And Gordon
I told
Hayward,
you, stay away from that game, man. Your point was well taken.
Left. You know, we were like, oh, that's post game. Maybe we stay away from it. And there's a buzzer beater. These guys in Vegas, you know, they hang good numbers.
No, it was the theory behind it was good. It was a back to back. It was, you know, you got a Sacramento team very good at home against the number. But now all of a sudden you got a Celtics team who didn't have to exert all that kind of energy the night before. But the whole game was just pass. It was like pass because anything. And then Kyrie ends up not playing. You know, he announces that he's not playing. But it was certainly a good night for the Miami Heat, who were a 3.5-point underdog there. 140 on the money line. The Hornets. They took care of the Hornets there and now moved themselves into that eighth place there in the Eastern Conference. So maybe Dwayne Wade makes the playoffs after all. And how about the Bulls? The Bulls taking down the 76ers at home. They were getting 155 on the money line, and unders ruled the day last night in the NBA, 8-2 to the under. And we've got ourselves a poll update here too, don't we, Dane?
Yeah, absolutely. So remember, we're asking you guys today, what do the Phillies have to do to make that Bryce Harper contract kind of like worth it? You know, and what I find is interesting, you know, the options are an annual playoff contender, reaching the World Series, winning a World Series, or winning multiple World Series. Right now, win a World Series singular is leading with 48% of the vote. But if you add up win a World Series and win multiple World Series, you get to 72% of the people. All right, Joe. So almost three quarters of the people think that this contract needs to end in a championship. I think it's interesting that you said maybe Machado has different expectations in San Diego. It's all about where that kind of team is currently. Joe, the last thing I want to update, you know, we got people in the chat room, of course. I want to give a big shout out to Jer T, who's always around. First of all, giving credit and thanks and shout out to my mom. We hope she's doing okay.
Yes.
But also talking about how speeds, there's like four rub and tugs within sight of Studio 34 here in New York. He's like, there's plenty of them all over the place.
Anybody got a coupon?
It's almost like he's speaking from experience, like he knows where these things are, Joe.
Buy one, get one, baby. I'm in.
Flip over.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
So what is going to happen to Antonio Brown? Rumors are here today that just a couple hours, I know the season opened up, the NFL season opened up, you know, yesterday, I believe, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, next week.
Is it next week or is it today?
Yeah. You can start talking to people next Monday, but contracts cannot be official until I believe it is March 13th. But that's why this week, Joe, we got all these cuts coming down the pike. You know, this is when the salary casualties happen. Next week is the official start of the league year. I believe it is March 13th. We'll start to hear stuff, but people will, like, the quote unquote legal tampering period, I think, starts next Monday.
Yeah, they said that they hope to have the deal in place by Friday, this Friday at least. And then, of course, nothing can be official until
the bonus, I think, next
till Wednesday.
That's what it is. So it's next week.
$12.625 million is
before they got to write that check. Let's put it.
That's an awful lot of money. But I don't think they're worried so much at writing the $2.5 million roster bonus. That's couch money to them. The real issue is getting that other money off the books. $11 million in 2020, $12.5 million in 2021. There's a lot at stake for Pittsburgh from a cap position. It would definitely behoove them to be able to get something in place sooner rather than later. And all the rumors are the deal is probably already done. They're just they're working out the finer details. And the question is who or where is he going to go? And we'll talk about that coming up. But I did want to mention this yesterday. Bavona had mentioned it the top of the hour. There was and I couldn't it took me I had to actually read it four times before I could understand exactly what the hell was going on. And there was a suspension yesterday in Major League Baseball. And it came from the Boston Red Sox. Your World Series champion Boston Red Sox gave out a, well, they didn't give out, Major League Baseball handed down an 80-game suspension to Stephen Wright, who tested positive for a growth hormone. And what you are seeing is a Twitter exchange once the announcement came down yesterday from some guys that cover the Red Sox. Stephen Wright says he had no idea that how the banned substance entered his system, but that he knew he failed the drug test in the offseason, but was appealing the suspension. And he also didn't feel obligated to tell the Red Sox until, you know, just this last week when he knew the appeal was going nowhere. He had no idea. Now, the thing that blows me away with this, and what should blow you away, and the reason I had to read it three times.
This one. This is interesting to me, but go ahead.
Stephen Wright is a knuckleball pitcher. He is a knuckleball.
Yep.
I read it. I'm looking. I'm like, wait a minute. I know I just had a couple of cookies that somebody had brought into the station here. And I'm going, are these things medical? Like, am I high reading this? I'm missing something, right? Because you can't have a 34-year-old knuckleballer who doesn't throw harder than 80 miles an hour. Why in the hell is this? And why in 2019 are you getting busted for a banned substance, a human growth hormone in your system? This guy is the ultimate douchebag. I'm having a hard time getting my head around this here, man.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. As soon as she said Stephen Wright, I was like, wait a second, he's a knuckleballer. You know, like, he doesn't need the extra oomph. Maybe, listen, it's got to be about maybe recovery, something like that. Recovery now that he's getting up in age. You know, it's certainly not because he needs extra velocity. Okay, so we understand that, right? So if anything, it's got to just be about maybe recovering for an injury, trying to, you know, remember, we have everybody who's on this network knows we got that Frank Thomas Testofen ad, you know, right? The Nugenics, that sort of stuff. Maybe Stephen Wright was at the place in his life where, you know, as Frank Thomas says at the end, like, she's going to like it too. Maybe he needed a little bit of oomph.
And the sad part is, if you're a Red Sox fan.
Not with enough.
Yeah, no. And here's the problem is that this is actually a pretty big blow to the Red Sox organization. This was a guy that he threw about 53, 54 innings last year in relief. This guy was going to be a big part of this Red Sox bullpen this year. He was going to get about 60 innings out of the bullpen, which is something they absolutely needed. Don't forget, they didn't go out.
Their
they didn't get Kimbrel.
Up in the air anyway. Exactly. This is
but
a cog
the
in the bullpen.
That you knew this was coming down, you tool bag, and didn't tell anybody and didn't feel obligated to tell the Red Sox that this might be a possibility. Is mind-blowing to me, absolutely mind-blowing to me that he would have sat on this information because of the HIPAA laws and everything, by the way, so you understand. Major League Baseball doesn't have an obligation until after the announcement to tell the teams what's going on. They contact the player and say, you failed your piss test. Oh, are you going to, you know, are you going to go ahead and appeal
until
it? And
the
then
appeal,
once you
right.
Then the appeal process. So basically the Red Sox just found out now that, oh, yeah, a guy that you were hoping was going to gobble up about 60 innings out of relief this year. Yeah, he's not available to you anymore. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Joe, did you tell Cardano about all your pre-existing conditions?
Who, mine?
Yeah.
Nothing.
See,
mine.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you can't, I mean, can you really fault Stephen Wright for not telling his employer? It's not like you're telling your employer everything while the skeleton's in your closet. I'm not either, you know? So I understand that you're leaving them now in a lurch, but, you know.
Yeah, but no, listen, if I knew, like, Cardano was counting on me to do, you know, 85 shows next week, okay? And all
Weren't
of a sudden,
air,
I knew.
Like, 11 hours yesterday, by the way?
Let's not even go there. But if I all knew right, I so was going to be doing that, and I knew that, yeah, there's a good chance the FCC is going to shut me down before that, it would just be the right thing, you know, to do, especially to let them know, like, hey, man, just want to let you know you may want to plan for without me.
Gotcha.
You know, if you care at all about your teammates or about the situation, I mean, you want to talk about me. Oh, my word. What in the hell were you thinking, dude?
I hear you. That is very interesting, and it is ironic.
And can we stop with the? And also, though, Dane, can we stop with the? I don't know how it got in my system.
They need a new excuse. These are finely trained athletes who know every calorie they ingest. You know the organic nature of what they do and what they need to do down to like the quarter pound. Have you seen these athletes with their professional chefs in their houses? They know exactly what they put in their bodies. Okay, so that's absolutely ridiculous. What I do think is hysterical, though, is when, like, the Latin players, you know, when they say, like, oh, no, I ate some bad meat. Or, oh, no, I have no idea. Like, that's the funny part to me when they're like, no, I have no idea. But they put that little, like, lost in communication part in it as well.
Yeah,
but no, they
got
to move on and figure out the right new excuse.
Yes, they absolutely have to come up with something different. And I get it. I mean, listen, you're about as athletic as my Bavona's sweater. OK, so I get it. You're not a 98 mile an hour pitcher. You know, the deck is it's like you almost won like some sort of pitching contest somewhere at a fair. And they're like, all right, come on, you get the pitch for the Red Sox for a day, you know, and throw 68 mile an hour knuckleballs. I get it. But what I also understand is if I'm a Red Sox fan, I am livid here knowing that this was a guy that was going to be an integral part of that bullpen. This was a guy that you could, first of all, he can throw 900 innings, right? I mean,
exactly.
He can throw
back,
and just throw.
Days, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. This was a guy that I know for a fact what they were counting on to get a whole bunch of innings this year to do that middle or, you know, a guy gets bounced out in a third inning. Here's a guy that can come in from
relief.
The third to the seventh and pitch 3 days a week. So, it's a big loss. Great for Yankee fans. Yankee fans got to be laughing their asses off right now going, ha ha, your knuckleball is even juicing. Like, seriously, Red Sox? Like, it's just such a bad look. But I do think it changes the dynamic right. of the Red Sox now. I mean, you know, knuckleballer, yes, but a fifth fill-in spot starter. Yeah, this is big, man.
And think about it also, Sale, injury concerns. Eovaldi has had injury concerns. Eduardo Rodriguez was on the IL last year. So would you need a guy like Wright? Of course. And then also, listen, the back end of this bullpen, remember, with guys like Embry and Workman and Barnes, like, do we know how that's going to take shape? No, that has already been up in the air. We knew Wright was going to be a cog, fill a role. We don't know exactly what. But yes, this is a blow to the Red Sox. Not as big of a blow as maybe Severino getting shut down for the Yankees, but notwithstanding, still a blow because, listen, Sale, Porcello, Eovaldi, they've all had injury concerns. So whether it was as a mop-up man or as a fill-in guy for 2 weeks, this hurts Boston.
Absolutely, and we're okay with that as Yankee fans. Yeah. All right, the latest on AB also. Tell you what Mike Trout doubled down on. We'll do that coming up as we make it rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
Portugal's Europe, but it's very sort of South American, right? So they have, like, you know, in Brazil and Argentina, there's a lot of those sort of, like, really big sort of, like, statues of Christ and stuff like that. You know, Jesus is outstretched. But I was sitting at a bar, and a guy was telling me about how he swears to God the statue moved.
Yes.
The arms were extended in celebration.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Modell's.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
College basketball has reached the climax of the 2019 season, and the Fantasy Sports Network has you covered for all the news and betting information for the conference tournaments leading up to the big dance. Get the latest wagering and prop bet advice every day from FNTSY's top experts and analysts as they prepare you with the best advice in bracketology. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio app in iTunes and Google Play and watch select programming in the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your home for winning big in the month of madness.
Kind of love this song here, not gonna lie.
Oh, yeah.
How many of us how many Sundays did you spend how many Sundays did you spend back in the day waiting for that song to take place, watching The Sopranos, one of the best shows of all time there. Absolutely. Good stuff there, Bavona. Way to go. Take a sweater off now. You can actually take that sweater off. That non-athletic
sweater.
Not today.
It's still pretty cold today, Joe.
All right. Never mind then. I'm still cold down here, too. I mean, not like it was 58 this morning, below 60. We got a threshold here in Miami, people.
You got to bring all the fruit inside. Bring all the fruit inside overnight.
Dude, even my dog looked at me like, you're kidding, right? Like, you think I'm going to go outside? Like, seriously, dude? Like, I'm just gonna go pee in the corner, all right? Like, it's warmer in here. I ain't going outside. Like, even the dogs are like, hell no. I ain't doing that.
I hear that. Oh, by the way, this weekend, we moved the clocks ahead. All right, so that's going to change everything a little bit.
Do we really?
Well. Yeah.
Oh, that means we get an extra hour of light. I wish they would do away with that. I don't understand how they do it. Like, Indiana and Arizona have no daylight savings time.
Yeah.
Right?
I always want this, Joe. Like, let's say Arizona, right? Let's say you're someone who lives in, like, New Mexico, but commutes daily across the border. Do you get screwed coming and going? Like, you got to leave your house at 6 o'clock to get to 9 a.m.? You know what I mean? Like, on that
vice
half
versa.
Of the 6 months of the year. So it helps you both ways, or it hurts you both ways?
No,
and it has to matter if you're traveling east or west, like coming home or going to work. But I've always wondered that. I think, like, you either get screwed both ways or it helps you both ways.
They've been trying for years to file legislation, certainly here in the South. I know in Florida, they're like, can we just do away with this altogether? Like, I get why it was put together. Like, Ben Franklin was worried about, hey, farmers need an extra hour of sunlight. You know what I mean? So we can,
but that
I
was
get
back
it.
When we didn't have salt or refrigerators, you know?
Right. Yes. I mean, we didn't have roads. Like, I get it, exactly. You know? Like, but now, can we move past that? Because it is a giant pain in the ass. I mean, is it not? It really is. Remembering forward, back, it's just it doesn't make any sense.
I gotta move my clocks, and now most of the clocks that you have with phones and cable boxes, they do it automatically. But you know, there's still like two or three clocks in my house or in my car, you know, that are still not setting. I'm like, wait, what time is it, blah blah blah, you know? So
it's absolutely, and it's when next weekend, right?
This weekend. I think it's this Saturday into Sunday, or Friday into Saturday. I think it's this weekend.
Yeah, the only people I know who celebrate that are total drunks. They love that. Like, my buddies would love that.
I got a celebration for you, though. My lady, I've tried to get her to do this. Yeah, I don't know if, you know, and I will not disclose if it's worked or not. I try to consummate the holiday right as the time is shifting, right? This
like
way,
that.
Either you can kind of step into a time machine during the act, or when they say, like in that NuGenix commercial, if you need a little bit of stamina, you know, we spring the clocks ahead. That's I'm doing it for an extra hour then, supposedly.
You know what? That looks good. That looks good in the books, man. You know what I mean? Because you can always say, hey,
holiday, Joe, Be like, yeah, we went for hours last night.
Like, dude, I started at like 2 a.m. and before I knew it, it was 4:00. Like, I don't know what was going on, man. It was
the way we started. It was like 2 a.m. and we finished and it was 1:30 a.m. How'd that?
It was like 23 and a half hours. You have no idea.
Hot tub time machine, baby. Hot tub time machine.
All right. So I want to do this with Antonio Brown, because a lot of rumors have been swirling. And again, today it's reported that we could at some point hear an announcement of a deal already being completed for his services next year. At least that's continues to be the report. We heard a number of different teams mentioned over the last 24 to 48 hours, including teams like the Jets and teams like the Cardinals. We know the Raiders have already had interest. We get all of that. But the Steelers obviously would like to move Brown before the 17th. That's when his $2.5 million roster bonus is due. And it does sound as if they've got the deal cut. The question is with who? And I thought what we can do here is let's try and go process of elimination, because I have a team that I think it is that nobody has mentioned.
I have three
and
finalists.
I want to see if we can break it down here see if we can narrow down the choices. I mean, first thing is first, there will be no AFC North team that they will ever trade him to. They are not going to deal with having to face him twice a year. So you can take out the Ravens, the Browns, the Bengals. You can probably take out the Patriots, right? Yep. So the Patriots are out also. These are teams that are not going to ever cut a deal with Pittsburgh. The other two teams right there who just said it, the Jets and the Cardinals. Why would you come out and say it if you were actually interested? Because nobody... It wouldn't make any sense that you would publicly come out and say that you are not interested and you're actually interested. You didn't have to tell anybody. You could have just cut the deal. So I don't think the Jets or the Cardinals are actually interested, which is why
they... You don't think Josh Rosen for Antonio Brown is going down?
No, absolutely not. There's no reason to say it unless, of course, you're not there. So I don't think that. I also don't think a team that has a true number one, a diva wide receiver, would ever consider bringing him in. Teams like the Houston Texans.
A true number one or a diva? Because those are two different things.
Well, in this case, Houston Texans, right? They got DeAndre Hopkins. They're not bringing in, you know, they're not going to go ahead.
One of my finalists that we'll get to in a second does have a stud number one wide receiver, but we can get to that when we get to it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going anywhere there. The Minnesota Vikings, they're not going there. They've already got Diggs. You go down the things. New Orleans Saints, you're not going there. The Falcons, you're not going there. Tampa Bay Bucks have more weapons than Pittsburgh does. They don't need Antonio Brown. He's not going there. The Rams don't need him. The 49ers.
A lot of people think the 49ers. The 49ers are the favorites.
Here's the problem with the 49ers. I think the 49ers fall under the category of Shanahan don't play. You know, this is a coach, and that would be another category that I'd have, is that from a culture standpoint, Shanahan is not going to tolerate somebody like AB. Not going to happen there. And the same thing with the Tennessee Titans. Mike Vrabel is not going to deal with a diva-ass wide receiver. Neither is Matt Patricia in Detroit. Okay. Right. He's not going to deal with these guys. Come from the Bill Belichick model. They are not going to tolerate anything even remotely close to that. Then you've got to look at the teams that just don't have the salary cap space, which is a whole bunch of them too as well. Kansas City, not going to be able to pay him and keep who they have. Everybody. So they're out. The Chargers don't have any cap space. The Denver Broncos don't have anybody to throw the ball. And the money that they have, they've already invested on the defensive side. So they're kind of strapped to be able to bring anybody in. The Cowboys, not going to happen. They don't have enough. They don't have that. Yeah, ultimately, Green Bay is not a good fit from a culture standpoint over there. He's not going to fit in Green Bay. Can we be realistic? Like, that's not going to happen. I know people have been saying Seattle, but Seattle's got two pretty damn good wide receivers, and also they've become a running team.
They're a running team.
Yeah.
team.
So they're not going to, they're not even remotely going to be like, oh, now we're just going to switch the offense up and have Russell Wilson throw. This guy's going to want receptions, right? So the only teams that I think, when you go down through all of this, the only teams that I think are feasible, and Buffalo is not going to do it, right? Buffalo is not going to, they're not even going to cut it. I don't think the AFC in general is going. The only two teams I have are the Oakland Raiders. And the problem with the Oakland Raiders and the Buffalo Bills is the same, Dane. They need more than just a wide receiver. Yep. So the problem with those teams is I'm going, do we really want to invest that kind of money in one position? Because you're not a wide receiver away. So that's why I think teams like that.
That's my
the
feeling
bottom
on the Jets when it comes to AB or Lev Bell. This is not the cherry on top you need. You know, you're not at the right point of the cycle where you just get that cherry on top. You're at the point where you build from the inside out. I agree with you on that. Who are your finalists, Joe? It sounds like you're
think
thinking maybe
either,
Oakland.
Though. I don't think the Colts makes any sense either with Andrew Luck and what they're building a team without any egos. Like the last thing you're going to do is bring him in there. So I got it down to two. I got Oakland, and I don't necessarily like Oakland from the standpoint as they need so much. But the other one is the Carolina Panthers. It's the Carolina Panthers. To me, him and Cam Newton would absolutely get along. And they need something on the outside because they have absolutely nothing. Cam Newton's had nobody to throw the ball. Christian McCaffrey and Antonio Brown with Cam Newton, that is one scary-ass combination. And let's face it, they got to compete in a conference with the Atlanta Falcons, who can throw the ball all over the place, the New Orleans Saints, who has a ton of weapons offensively, and Tampa, now with Bruce Arians, they've got a ton of weapons all over the place. So if I'm Carolina, I'm looking at Antonio Brown going, we need to compete in this conference here. We need to be able to throw the ball and stretch the field for Cam Newton. And right now they can't do it. I think Carolina is where he ends up going.
Do you think do Carolina have the draft assets to do it? You know, do you think it's going to take what, a first, a second?
I don't think it's going to take
a second
at all.
Next year,
I don't think it. Yeah, I don't think they'll work it around. I think they'll probably be willing to give more and take on the salary. I think they'd be willing to take that money because to me, the fit is Carolina. The fit is not necessarily Oakland because of all of the other stuff that they need. So I'm all for Carolina. I think that's where the announcement's going to come from.
All right, so I'm going to go one of the teams that you think is not a good fit. I'm going to go with a team, though, that has two first-round picks in this draft. I think Green Bay is interesting. Remember, there's new leadership there. They have two first-round picks. And as long as Aaron Rodgers is there, they are going to be a passing team. They tried to get a second outside weapon in the passing game with guys like Jimmy Graham. We know they have a lot of young kids, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Equanimeous St. Brown, these sorts of things. But Aaron Rodgers is now maybe starting to see his own mortality, kind of like LeBron. I think him and Davante Adams would be a very scary pair. I think Washington is interesting just because Jay Gruden and the owner, Snyder, like to make headlines. But with Oakland, you know what's interesting? I agree. They need more than that. But wouldn't it be fitting Oakland as they head to Vegas to maybe try and get Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell? To get a little buzz there for that offense.
The problem is they need so much more. You'd be killing yourself investing in that kind of.
Like the Saints boys.
Yeah, I know, and I'm hoping they go past that. But we'll talk more about that. Plus, we'll talk about Bryce Harper and how he's screwing Major League Baseball over. We'll do that coming up next. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude Wiper Blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude Wiper Blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Ooh, I like that. So catch the Green podcast each week on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network as the Daily Roto crew breaks down the upcoming PGA tournament from a fantasy perspective. Going for the Green talks course history, PGA betting, one and dones, fantasy picks, and so much more. You can separate yourself from the field and go for the Green with Daily Roto this fantasy golf season on Audioboom, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast provider. And the Bay Hill Invitational getting ready to tee off here this morning. Orlando, I got my bets in. I got five. Let's see. I've got Lucas Glover at 45-1, Tommy Fleetwood at 33-1, Jason Day at 13-1, and Charles Howell at 45-1. If any one of those guys wins this tournament, I'm going to take a few days off next week. Sure. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be flying you down here, Dane, just to also take a few days with me. Yes, exactly it. Exactly. So welcome in, by the way. If you're just joining us, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, it is Make It Rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, which is what we try to do. And every now and then, Dane and I, we will throw a little wager down on the table that I believe I'll pick one side, Dane picks the other, and usually we'll attach either some sort of monetary or, like in the Lakers making the playoffs, it was all about a steak dinner. And man, I got to tell you, that steak is tasting pretty good right about now. But we are talking about Antonio Brown and where he might land. And we just talked about how I think the team that makes the most sense through process of elimination is the Carolina Panthers, who are in a conference or in a division rather that you're going up against Julio Jones. You're going up against Michael Thomas. You're going up against, and I can't remember his name for some reason on a Tampa Bay Buck Evans, Mike Evans. Tampa Bay does not have that guy. And yet they've got to compete twice a year against the teams who can put up points. They've got Christian McCaffrey. I think a Christian McCaffrey and Antonio Brown combination, I think he'll be able to get along with Cam Newton. I don't think there'll be any sort of animosity there. I think those two guys, I know they're friends.
From a similar cloth?
Yeah, you know what I mean? I think it's, and I also like the fact that you know, the head coach, Ron Rivera, there is a player's coach. I think Ron Rivera, if he can deal with Cam Newton, I think he'd be the perfect coach to be able to deal with Antonio Brown. So I like that. You, on the other hand, you like Green Bay. You think Green Bay is a solid option for him.
I think Green Bay is an option to help out Aaron Rodgers in what is becoming the twilight of his career. I think pairing him with Devontae Adams, they're going to be a passing team. They see that Minnesota, that Chicago have stepped up in that division. And what I think is most important is that Green Bay has two first-round picks, okay? And I think that's important because, you know, remember, we've said this. It's got to be something that's attractive to the Pittsburgh Steelers as well. However, Joe, if we are just picking one team and you're taking just Carolina, if I have to take one team, it would not be Green Bay, okay? If it had to be one team, you know, when you gave your analysis, Joe, one of the things you said was what makes the most sense. I'm going to go with a team where I don't think they care about what makes sense. If I have to pick one team, Joe, I'm going to take the Oakland Raiders.
You're going dysfunction, brother.
Yep.
You're picking dysfunction.
Team, I'm going to go with the Oakland Raiders. As we know, Oakland has a number of draft picks as well. They have their own. They have one from Dallas, from Amari Cooper. They have one from Chicago for Khalil Mack as well. And those two picks are in the 20s, I believe. So they have all the assets to get what they want, right? Obviously, I am going with the dysfunction. I am going with the circus as they move to Vegas, right? I think that's interesting. Here's the other piece I will say. And this was the one other tea leaf to read, okay? And I understand I'm trying to connect some dots here. There was another report that came out yesterday about three teams that have talked to the Giants about Odell Beckham, Joe. And I think that's interesting to look at, too. And those three teams are the Browns, the 49ers, and the Raiders, according to this report from Jason LaConforna. Okay? And so that, to me, also gives you another data point about teams that, in general, are in the wide receiver market. Teams that want to address that position at a high end this year. We already know the Browns are a no-go for the Steelers. We talk about the 49ers. We talk about how they're kind of the betting favorite. And the other is the Raiders. Okay, the Raiders are no stranger to drama. It seems like the Raiders are also in the wide receiver market. And that's what I think is another interesting data point. If you're taking one team for Carolina and I have to take one team, I will take the Oakland Raiders. Joe, I would ask you, though, with Odell and Antonio Brown potentially, you know, in the market, which Mercurial Diva wide receiver would you actually rather have? Odell or AB?
Well, I don't think Odell's going anywhere. I think that's just all this time of year talk. The reality is Odell is staying with the Giants. I think that makes the most sense because of the cap ramifications of trading him now are over the top for the Giants.
Which is like
they're trying to build
stable personality between two of them. Better for your locker room.
Flip a coin. I mean, I'd take Odell because he's younger. I would choose that because I think Antonio Brown's on the wrong side of 30 here to be doing what he is. But I also think, and I would agree from a fit standpoint, that AB in Green Bay could exactly be what Aaron Rodgers needs. The problem is, from a culture standpoint in Green Bay, they've never done that kind of move. They've never gone to get the Mercurial, the overhead, the head case wide receiver and spend a lot of money. That's not who they are. Plus, they have a rookie head coach. And I think as much as Antonio Brown is a great wide receiver, you better have a head coach and a crew in place, a coaching staff in place that can handle him, which I think is a lot of the reason why I like him in Carolina, because of the fact that Ron Rivera has had some amazing experience dealing with a true head case in, you know, you talk about a guy that walks through, beats his own drum, man. Cam Newton is that guy. So, agree with you.
Give me Oakland as my one team.
Yeah, dysfunction could rain through. I mean, I'm not going to put it past it, but I do. Do we have the bet sound effect? Do we have that? All right, there we go. We're putting a bet on. That was nice, right on time too.
And then, so then, Joe, the 29 other teams, right? Because we know it's not Pittsburgh. You're going to take Carolina. I'm going to take Oakland. So if it's any of the 29 other teams, this is a push.
This is a push, straight up. Okay. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, because let's face it.
We got to nail it. We got to get nailed.
I think it's going to be one or two. Right, exactly. It's kind of like the golf tournament here. You got to pick the winner here, man. That's all. Doesn't make a difference. Anybody else you got to pick the winner.
When you give out Howell all the time, I think of Gilligan's Island, Joe, and Thurston Howell the third.
Yeah.
Every time, because he's always got like a third also, right? The golfer Charles Howell. Every time I see it, I think Gilligan's Island, brother.
Charles Howell the third. And the only reason I'm picking him is he has finished in the top 16 in just in every tournament he's played in this year. So I'm just hoping. I mean, he's one of these guys that's always going to be around the top. And at 45-1, if the putter gets going hot, you know, on Saturday and Sunday, he could be shot. Ching. All right. So we've got that. We're going to go. Let's see. What are we going to bet here for this thing? I'm going to take Carolina. You're going to take the Raiders. I got to tell you right now, if I win, your ass is helping me with my fantasy football draft here at the end of the year. All right. You're putting it down
got
for
it.
Me. You all
you
right?
Got
you're
going to put it. If here. I win, I need you. So you, I will help you. Right. If you win, if you help me, one of the ways you can help me is, you know, I got some bachelor party destinations in towns that you are familiar with. So I may need you to put in a call or two. If I win.
I will absolutely take care of that for you. I am. That is no problem. I'm
you
probably still going
to
do that,
too, brother man. If
even
you wanna,
after
if you
I
crash,
win,
you're officially welcome to crash too. But I'm, you know, we
I'm
got
gonna,
months.
I'm going to do that even after I win. It doesn't make a
we
difference. I'm still going
to
take.
This. We're talking a few.
But
years.
I'll also throw you a three-team parlay this weekend. I'll get you. Nice. I'll get you all squared away there. One of the other stories too that we've been monitoring is the Mike Trout / Bryce Harper affiliation and
the collusion.
Now, you guys may have heard, of course, that Harper has been saying in a million and one different ways that he plans in 2020 to go out and pick up the phone and call Mike Trout when he's available. And he said so as much. And of course, people went absolutely ballistic yesterday when he said this, going, that just breaks every rule. I mean, baseball does have, right. It's very clear on its rules about collusion that players cannot actively recruit or talk about other players while they're under contract. And Mike Trout is certainly under contract. So there is a definite, there's no way of going, oh, you misunderstood me, because no, we heard it from your mouth. Yeah. So people went crazy about that, going, we don't want Major League Baseball to become the NBA. Right. We don't. That's their biggest fear, is what I hear from baseball purists, that we don't want Major League Baseball to get into that whole LeBron James, recruit your friends. Right. They don't want that. So, of course, he was asked today, or he was asked late last night, Bryce Harper, about did he mean what he said? And he doubled down and goes, listen, I said it, didn't I? Like, I absolutely meant I'm going to be calling Mike Trout. So it's not going to happen because Major League Baseball is worried about becoming the NBA. But to me, and I'll ask you, because Rob Manfred was also asked about it, and Manfred did that whole dance around going, yeah, you know, it's something we don't want to do, and yeah, I'm aware of it, and, you know, so nothing is going to be handed down as far as discipline goes. But would it be the worst thing to have Major League Baseball take a page out of the NBA's book and maybe get some of these guys to talk about playing with each other down the road from a fan perspective?
No, it wouldn't be horrible. You know, it absolutely would not be. And here's the other thing, Joe. When we talk about, like, in the NBA with the collusion, right, and the players texting each other and all that stuff, I think what the NBA and what we have also realized is that there's never going to be a way to stop it. They're not going to be able to stop it, whether it's players texting each other or using social media or using their agents. You know, there's so many, because it's such this brotherhood and they're all friends right now. I think the NBA has realized that there's nothing they can do about it. And so Major League Baseball, I think, would be foolish to try to adjudicate this, right? To try to prevent this. They would be swimming against the whirlpool. So, you know, Manfred kind of has to do this dance and toe the line and kind of walk a tightrope on this. Because, of
even
course, the letter of the law is there.
Like,
but they can't
blatantly
do anything about it.
Yeah,
you know,
but he blatantly crossed
problem,
the line.
A pace of play problem. He did. But you know what? We got to get into this universe of the 21st century anyway, right? Baseball acknowledges they have a problem with millennials' attention spans and it being a regional game. They should, like I say with the NFL and player safety and marijuana, that maybe Major League Baseball gets ahead of this and embraces it and starts to think about how to make this product of Major League Baseball more fan-friendly and more youth-friendly. Real quick, Joe, to that point, I was watching a spring training game on ESPN yesterday, and like in the All-Star game where players in the outfield are like mic'd up, they had Jackie Bradley Jr. mic'd up during the game. And I think they need to explore that as a way to keep fans interesting, be a little bit new, do player interviews, have the players mic'd up, maybe even the pitcher and the batter mic'd up, you know, and I think they need to explore new ways and maybe embracing the way players do, in fact, love each other and are friends and collude. Could be a part of that. They definitely shouldn't try to stonewall it, in my opinion.
I think the funny and ironic part to me is that Major League Baseball and the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Dodgers, they have been doing a version of that for years. If you're willing to spend $250 million, you can go out and put your dream team together. So owners, I think, have been doing this for the longest time. I think it's about time the players can do that. We'll talk more about that coming up here. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's make it rain, people.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
End up taking Lindor. I think it's a bold but brilliant move here, Adam. This guy's a top three pick when healthy. Maybe people are overreacting. I think there are people talking about taking him at 11, 12, 13, and you're getting him at pick 29.
Yeah, I was stunned he was there, and that's why I always say you really can't plan out a draft, because you can sit there and plot all you want. I'm going to get this guy. I'm going to take two pitchers. I never thought Lindor was going to be there. As I started to see him slip, I'm like, is he really going to make it?
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
In this day and age, the NFL is a quarterback-driven league. If you truly believe that Kyler Murray is that quarterback, then I get it. You drafted a quarterback last year. You probably said the same thing about Rosen. You know, but if you truly believe that Murray is that guy that's going to give, he's the next Russell Wilson, then I get it. You have to take that chance. That's someone's taking him. Now that he's passed the hype test where he's 5'10", teams seem to be more relaxed about it. Someone's taking him number one.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports App, working on your popular podcast providers.
We are going to make it rain for you here, people, on a Thursday as we continue conference tournaments, end of conference years, getting ready, of course, for the Big 64 dance, NIT, plenty of ways in college hoops. Also, the NBA, plenty of ways for you guys to profit. We'll talk about that coming up next hour. But just to finish our conversation here, we were talking about how Bryce Harper made the comments about going in 2020, picking up the phone and getting, Mike Trout and trying to convince him to come to Philadelphia. People lost their lunch going, you can't do that. That's collusion. It's clearly stated that a player cannot actively try to recruit another player while they're under contract. My point is that baseball, I don't think they'll ever be the NBA, which is a fear, Dane, because they don't want all of these guys colluding with each other and trying to put these super teams together. But baseball, unlike the NBA, that's why they lock up guys for 10 and 13 years, because this way they can't go and do that. So, you know, baseball, as much as it would be nice to say, hey, I wish we got a little more of this in baseball, the reality is Aaron Judge is not going anywhere for 10 years. So the idea that right. Aaron Judge could be recruited someplace else, it's just not feasible. Am I right?
Yeah, I understand. You know, in baseball, they have this little thing called arbitration. Right. And so that's what I think.
Well, they got to be available,
there, right?
though. I mean, that's the whole thing. Exactly. They got to be available.
And that's not going to happen for some of these studs until the first, you know, 5-6 years of their career. But my point is kind of on the flip side, they may need to embrace some of this. You know, we talk about how football has its stars. Basketball has its stars. Major League Baseball, yeah, you may know Trout, Altuve, Harper, Machado, Judge, but those guys are not at the same level in the kind of notoriety, and maybe they need to do a little bit more to market their stars and get them out there. I think this wouldn't be a horrible idea to kind of wink, wink, nod, nod, and ride the wave of your players being out there in the media a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't think it ever hurts. I would kind of like to see it, because if it really does come to fruition, that means that Major League Baseball is actually getting away from the 10, 13-year contracts and getting more into the let's get 2 years. You know what I mean? Let's get – so maybe that might not be a bad way to transition either. Right, exactly.
If someone's locked in with a no-trade clause for 10 years, then it makes no sense to try to collude.
I agree. Yeah. All right. 2 hours in the books. Big final hour. We'll help you make it rain coming up next here to Fantasy Sports Radio Network.